Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for that warm applause. It's very much appreciated. And as in all good lessons, we should give you a bit of the big picture here about what we're going to do in this evening's presentation. The staff will already have started their stopwatches. There are three synchronised, and there's much money riding on the length of my speech. So we'll endeavour to make them uncertain about when it finishes. So, after examinations review, we'll look at external recognition, we'll look at the enrichment that goes on in school, the learning developments that we've experienced, the political impacts that are affecting the school, and changes in personnel and governance. So first of all, examinations. Here are some of the headlines. Absolutely outstanding A-level performances. We've just had the government, what they call PANDEM, which is the performance and assessment document, that shows we add significant value on top of the value that we added at GCSE, on top of the value that we added at Queen's Stage 3. So we were thrilled to bits with that. GCSE at our highest pass rate ever. GCSE point score up to a new all-time record. And SATs results at their highest ever level. So fantastic results indeed. Roughly, that's what the A-level results look like. There's the south of the blue column, contrasted with the LEA and the national picture. There's the 5 plus A star to C. Here we have the point score. Moving on. How does that? The mathematician never reveals his secrets, right? In April, the school was conferred with its second specialism. Not only is it a specialist technology college, we are now a specialist language college as well. One of only 55 schools to have secured this status, and we're absolutely delighted. The opportunity came about because the government considered us to be such a high-performing school, it allowed us to be designated with a second specialism out of the normal cycle of specialisms. As a result, the school will receive annually an additional £98,000 a year to develop language provision within the school. Really exciting opportunities. This year we've hosted some 30 visitors, local, national and now international. Elizabeth Reed, Chief Executive of the Specialist Schools and Academies Trust, visited and was hugely complimentary about standards and experiences. The school was part of Britain's European presidency when we hosted international guests looking at excellence in the education system. They came to look at leadership and to look at school design because the school is so far embedded within the design of its new £25 million campus. And the school was also hosted at a reception for headteachers and principals of what the government class as outstanding schools, and we were incredibly honoured to receive such accolades. The local authority also recognises the school in terms of its value-added performance and has classified the school at the highest grade 1 classification. The school is its lead centre for the strategic leadership in ICT, training many head teachers across the country about effective use of ICT within the school. The association Vector has identified the school for its enriching and exciting science lessons, and Neil Dixon, our AST in science, has helped in promoting that, along with an outstanding science faculty. I was delighted to receive the nomination for the West Midlands Head Teacher of the Year, and I was thrilled to receive the nomination from the staff and was awarded a distinction in this category. So that's what they look like when they finish. Proud achievers. So students that have gone on and really sort of developed. These aren't just ordinary students, these are Belgian chocolates coated, buttered, honey roasted students. Students of outstanding potential and ability. But The next few slides are going to be slides showing you the types of things that go on in a typical year at St Rock's Grove. B of E camp. Staff working in partnership with lost students. Students thoroughly enjoying their breakfast. Culinary delights being cooked up. Model teachers modelling the latest in outdoor fashion. Staff working in partnership with excited students with an unusual range of headwear. Geography lessons out the field. There's the Duke of Edinburgh Award students at St James's Palace. That is more than the total of the West Midlands put together, and there they all are, receiving their gold awards. There's the students on leaving, having received their own awards, which I really can't go into the details of. Our sailing experience for vulnerable and challenged children. Children that need confidence and encouragement. Anybody who was privileged enough to see Gregory's Girl will have witnessed an outstanding performance, and there's two rehearsing. The often unsung heroes of the sound and lighting crew that gave so generously of their time. The girls who featured so successfully. The boys who featured so successfully. Our sports tour to Malta. There they are, the pride students, taking South out to an international audience. An outstanding sports day in which students gave so richly, competing for their house. Successful basketball, hockey, netball, you name it. The sporting pedigree of this school is second to none. Working with our colleagues from Tanzania, there you can see just look at the excitement, the fun, the catering staff, the dinner ladies, the children all joining in. There's a young man from Arusha. After I taught him a few moves on the dance floor, actually showing how it should be done. And there's the kids laughing. The fact that our partner company, HBG, joined in and match funded for the development of the school. Our partner school in Tanzania is trying to build the school by making their own bricks. We're moving into a £25 million campus. Next year, our school will be working so closely in an international dimension to help our colleagues in Arusha to experience some of the things we just take so much for granted. And I think that's a fabulous experience. Our young enterprise students. Yes, that is a young man with knickers hanging around his head. They were called Brief Encounters, and they were one of the top performing young enterprise teams. And they did fabulously well, and we're very proud of them. There we are, our European Language Day. Again, enriching the experiences. Well, no, it's not part of our home economics experience. There's Mrs. Barrett. Is that Mrs. Gilmore as well, I think? Being custard pie for charity. We have dining experiences where we take children off and teach them the fun and excitement of dining. And look what you can find at the bottom of the screen. We had an enterprise day where children worked with members of industry to enhance their enterprise experience. We also had a fantastic fashion show, and here are some of the examples of the clothes that these young people had made themselves and then presented to a wide audience. Young Ellie Schofield did so well in the Future Chefs competition, and there was her entry, and she gained a fabulous prize and was very, very well received for the standards that she achieved. That's working in partnership with Chadsgrove. There are dance students working with their dance students who have profound and multiple physical difficulties. But it's a partnership. They're a specialist sports college and we're their partner, and we think it brings a fantastic dimension to the school. And there we can see students just blending together in such a natural way. The World War I literature tour. Students gain the experience there. And the Ice Deptford. There's the winning Vernon Choir. There's the house captains, proud of their achievements. The other houses that enriched us so fantastically. With the drama, the dance, the basketball, the darts, you name it. It was a fabulous evening. Another collection there. There's Mr. Copeland and the Archdruid himself, Mr. Davis, one of our newly appointed deputy heads, who working out the scores and building up the atmosphere. The lads and dads experience. Again, fabulous opportunity to help people develop relationships at this very difficult age. Examples from our photographic club. Some winners there, some runners up. To me, that captivates the team spirit. Staff and students working so closely together. We had the Jesus Live bus in, and students had a fantastic experience on the themes of fear, forgiveness, and rejection. I feel like being a learning The debating competition. Year 13 won the debating competition against Bromsgrove School. I'm not crowing. Defending the motion that nuclear power is the only viable energy source for this country in the 21st century. They were proud, they were confident, they were articulate, and we were privileged to have them represent this school. And again, that captures it. Look at the smiles, look at the fun, look at the excitement. And that's what the enrichment in this school is all about. On to learning developments. We had four whole school targets: improving value-added, enhancing responsible behaviour, making marking more effective, and developing leadership in all. We've just appointed our new student leadership group. The standard was phenomenal. It was outstanding. And the future of this school, not only in Mr. Copeland and his team's hands, but in these young people's hands, is secure. Student leadership, we were thrilled when the Learning Council won a regional student voice competition, and they produced a video under the directorship of Mrs. Taylor about future schools. The irony was they used an awful lot of current experiences, and the judges thought, well, this was so futuristic that they awarded them first prize. Podcasting is one of those examples. I think this presentation is being podcast and will go out on the internet. It's an innovative opportunity to use contemporary technology to enhance students' learning. Students can download not only news items, but lessons onto their MP3 players. And our fantastic languages faculty is at the forefront of allowing students anytime, anywhere learning via their iPods. The Learning Laboratory came on stream this year, a demonstration that the governors are not going to allow the school simply to plateau out. They're going to continue to invest in it as we reach the new school. And it's a cutting-edge learning laboratory, testing out all the latest theories. And there's some of the things from web-based and video recordings through to QPod desks and concept board sharing. Attendance has been a key issue for us. We've appointed an attendance officer because we became concerned about the amount of time that was missed from school. In the autumn term, a staggering 8,000 lessons were missed through family holidays. It's a bit of a wake-up call when you see it in figures like that. And so we're absolutely determined to ensure But the 15% of the time that we've got the students for, we maximise. So enhanced opportunity. The Breakfast Club in accountancy is a tradition there, and as is the Twilight in Latin. And this year, Mr. Auger has led a Breakfast Club in economics. Blend this with the outstanding sporting opportunities, house representations, I Stedford, drama, music, concerts, Duke of Edinburgh. There is little excuse for bored students in South Bromsgrove. This year, students are heading off to Honduras, and there will be staff outside hoping that you will dig deep on your way in and out to help the students realise what a fantastic ecological experience. The company said this is only normally run by independent schools. Well, we're as good as any independent school, and we will seek the best for all the students. And not only Honduras this year, South Africa next year. Not only South Africa, the governors have approved a trip to Iceland under the World Challenge programme. And Mr. Newton will be heading that up as we take students out to challenge all aspects of their development. Ski trip is heading off shortly, sports tours, literature tours, language trips, local and national based experiences, fabulous learning opportunities. On to the political dimension now. Worcestershire continues to be disadvantaged by the current government funding model. On average, we're £1.3 million worse off than if we were 6 miles down the road. That would allow us to equip every single child in school with a wireless laptop computer. I've managed to secure termly meetings now with the Minister of Education to press our pace under the banner of Every Child Matters, that includes every child in Worcestershire as well. And I'm pleased to say we are beginning to make progress at long last. We've arrested the downward decline in the table of poor funded schools, and now we're beginning to head in the opposite direction. But it's a long process. Your support as parents in lobbying for the best opportunities for the children will continue to be a critical part. And if you get the option to mention any schools in North Wales as well, I'd appreciate that. PFI is a political dimension. The school does open its doors to a brand new £25 million campus, and we are on schedule, right? Many staff have migraines because of the filing machine, but the doors are due to open on the 20th of August 2007. And as I said before, the government has continued to invest in our current accommodation. On to personnel and government then. There's just a brief list of staff that have moved on, retired, relocated, and we wish them all the greatest happiness and success in their future. It would be remiss of me, and Colin Hill mentioned it at the start, 24 years of outstanding service, and Mike Ford is hanging up his mortarboard and gown. Right? Not only is he a great friend, he's a fantastic colleague, and he has enriched thousands of young people's lives. Could you just give him an extra round of applause? Staff have received their 25-year plates for service, and that includes Paul Sallington, and again, a newly appointed deputy, and Rickard, and Mavis Stoker. And Neil Dixon, as I said earlier, has been appointed as an advanced skills teacher. I want to add my personal endorsement and congratulations to Paul Copeland, who will lead this school on in a forthright, visionary and dynamic way. And you all know Paul, the man who has led so many thousands of children on DOV camp, brought things like the Ice Stepford, and is tireless in his commitment and passion for the school. I'm going to hand over briefly to Paul, who would just like to say a few words of welcome before I finish on.
Many thanks, Phil. Students, staff, parents, governors and guests, I'm privileged and honoured to have the opportunity to be head teacher here at South Bromsgrove High School. Those of you who know me will know that you'll be aware of my lifetime ambition to manage Sunderland Football Club. And recently, when Mick McCarthy was thankfully relieved of his post, I was waiting for Sunderland to come in. Leaving Sunderland after a difficult season would be taking over a club on the slide. And the worry is that they're going to free fall through the Championship. But if they asked me to be manager, I'd be confident that I could do something about that. However, as yet, they've not approached me. But the school has asked that I lead the school as head teacher. There is no slide here at South Bromsgrove. I mean, the presentation you just had from Phil there was absolutely fantastic, wasn't it? And that's why so many people think of him as outstanding, which of course he is. We talk about slide, no slide, it's quite the opposite. Statistics regularly put this school in the top 20% of maintained schools in the country. The week-long Ofsted we had in 2004 actually put us in the top 5% of schools that were inspected in that particular year. Just this month, a few days ago, as Phil says, we've got our second specialism. Only a handful of schools in the country have got that. As long ago as 1993, Ofsted said we'd got no key action points, and at that time that was absolutely outstanding. So the standards that we've reached under the leadership of both Alan Baker, here tonight, and Philip McTay, have made it a very challenging act to follow. So you might think, yeah, well, why are you doing it? I'm excited about this opportunity for five key reasons. Number one, that we've got students at this school with a thirst for learning and an expectation of achievement. We've got an innovative staff who expect to be at the cutting edge. Three, we've got a broad, rich, varied curriculum that is constantly responding to the needs of our learners and of society. Number four, we've got able and committed governors with a collective background giving the breadth and the depth of experience that we need. And number five, we've got these marvellous buildings to go in just a year from now. About myself, I've been here for some time, so I must like it. I know the students, I teach many of them, and I'm actively involved with the full range of students here at school, both in school and outside of school through extracurricular. I'm married to Karen, we've got two sons. Because we live in Redditch, the earliest that I could get my two boys into the school, couldn't get them in before the sixth form. By the time we got around the sixth form, I was able to get them into the school. Thomas went through the sixth form the 2 years, and he's in his second year at Exeter University at the moment. And William is here tonight. You might see him trooping across the stage a little bit later on. He's in year 12 and he's doing his A-levels. I know the staff. I've been involved in the appointment of most of them. And the staff are absolutely key, because it's what the staff do with the students to facilitate learning that is the secret of our success. I know many of you, I know many of the parents and guardians, and the positive relationship that we've got and the trust that you place in our professionalism means that we can add massive value. I've been appointed to build on our current achievement level, and that's my clear plan. Now, with the support of students, of staff, of parents and governors, we'll do just that. I'm really looking forward to moving up to this level and getting going. In the meantime, of course, I'm working closely with Phil. And I was just going to say, there'll be a seamless handover, just like we're doing now. So we'll be back to Phil. I was just pausing there because he was down behind the lectern, and I thought, is he still here? But there he is. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Paul. And as with all good lessons and presentations, you always must have an interactive clean room. So, ladies and gentlemen, I was charged with producing outstanding examination results. I think we've achieved that. Developing the highest level of external recognition. I think we've got that. Creating exciting, enriching, fantastic learning opportunities. I think we've got that. Developing learning opportunities that will take us through to challenge every child to the limits of their experience. I think we've got that. We're moving ahead and tickle league tables. We're moving into a new £25 million school. We're ticking the political box. Personnel and governance, done. Ladies and gentlemen, this school will self-destruct on the 20th of August 2007. And finally, when I arrived at the school, this is an extract from my first youth letter from 1997. What am I going to bring to South Bromsgrove High School? Apart from the obvious essential requirements of experience, vision, commitment, and I hope, a sense of humour, I believe in challenging the norms and extending the boundaries. I believe the schools are here to allow children to reach their full potential in a caring, stimulating environment. Everything will be done so that an impact in the classroom, that we have an impact in the classroom and raise the quality of learning. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope I've gone some way to achieving that. Thank you.